president of Grambling State University is Dr. Frank G. Poe. And he's on the phone right now. Dr. Poe, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, the story this week about Penn State being sanctioned and Joe Paterno's record, his winning record.
It removed the wins.
It removed the wins.
Yes.
All right. Dr. Polk, now you are not only a president of HBCU, Grambling State University, but you're past president of the National Association of Black Journalists. Why is it that the news is reporting that Bobby Bowden is now the number one coach for the winningest coach in NCAA history?
Yeah, well, thanks. First, let me just say that, you know, this whole issue of Penn State is a tragedy, and it's captured the attention of everyone in America and beyond. We have made it very clear at Grambling State University that we take no special delight and that tragedy. In fact, we are quite in sympathy with Penn State and all of what has happened. However, we are thoroughly pleased that Eddie G. Robinson remains the winningest Division I football coach in America. Now, it is clear that some reference is now being made to Coach Bowden, and there will be other opportunities for people to talk about what happened in Division I, Division II, Division III, and so forth and so on. But as far as Grambling State University and the Grambling world is concerned, when you compare the success of Eddie G. Robinson with other larger institutions, with what they had to work with, very limited access to support materials, with equipment, with the charge of really recruiting young men, largely from rural Louisiana and other rural states, during a time, most of the time, when legal segregation and Jim Crow laws were in effect, where inequality was thought to be the thing of the day, Coach Robinson had to take very limited, his limited access to the things he needed for his men to be successful. On the other hand, he was able to bring them into the Grambling winning spirit, convince them that they were somebody, and created legends that are still walking with us.
He succeeded against the odds. You're absolutely right.
He succeeded against the odds.
Now, Dr. Polk, the scholarships that Penn State will lose, can they be transferred to other schools?
Well, now, I don't think so.
No,
I don't think so.
Because they have 10 scholarships. They're losing 10 scholarships a year. And the players who are under scholarship right now, can they transfer to a Grambling State or an HBCU?
Yeah, first of all, it's an excellent question. And whether the answer is yes or no right now, I think it would be a great idea for us to put it on notice right now that would be one fantastic and fair outcome. And you're absolutely right, not just for Grambling State University, but for HBCUs who have, for the most part, been successful with very unequal access to things. Very little.
They were fined $60 million. What happens to that $60
million?
Where does that $60 million go that Penn State has to pay?
My understanding is that the $60 million will be used to maybe correct similar situations at other universities or in the larger society. That when it comes to child molestation, individual campuses or organizations can apply for support from that $60 million. That's my understanding.
All right, sir. When does the season start?
Well, we're going to kick off September 4th with the Port City Classic and going to be playing Alcorn. And, of course, we expect to win the entire season. Doug Williams and his Tigers are ready for a wonderful football season.
They have the biggest number of fans, Sybil, of probably North Carolina A&T has a large fan base, too.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Tennessee State has a fan base that's really big. Grambling has probably the biggest fan base.
Yeah.
They show up at four.
Yeah.
Dr.
And,
Polk.
You're absolutely right. Now, we do want to invite our listening public to Grambling State University so that they can see for themselves the Eddie G. Robinson Museum. And we would invite you and staff to the Bayou Classic.
All right.